Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lauren with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the state government has released a toolkit to support landholders across Queensland in negotiating the development of large-scale renewable energy projects. As the state pushes towards an 80% renewable energy target by 2035, dozens of major wind and solar projects are underway. Over the next decade, it's expected projects capable of powering more than 6.5 million homes will be built.
Health and Wellbeing Queensland has released a free play-based wellbeing program to improve healthy habits of children and their families after new research shows unchanged childhood obesity rates. The data shows 1 in 4 children are overweight or living with obesity in the state, a rate that hasn't changed for over a decade. Developed by childhood health experts, the University of Queensland, as well as more than 300 families, the app is the first of its kind in Australia. It is already inspiring more families to become active, explore healthier food options, improve sleep habits, and set health goals.
And in national news, 4 people have been rescued after spending almost 17 hours in the water after their boat capsized off the coast of Western Australia. The 7-metre vessel overturned on Tuesday afternoon, but crews were unable to access their emergency beacon until 9 a.m. the next morning. The Royal Australian Air Force helicopter was dispatched from Exmouth, and less than 2 hours later, the 4 people were found. The successful rescue has been heralded as evidence of the importance of life jackets and adequate emergency equipment.
Ancestral remains will be returned to the Weipa Peninsula people from Victoria as part of the Palaszczuk government's commitment to honouring First Nations cultures. The remains were collected by an anthropologist in the 1930s and are currently being held by the Victorian Aboriginal Heritage Council. The announcement coincides with the determination and recognition of the native title rights for 7 Cape York communities.
And in international news, French President Emmanuel Macron is facing backlash after threatening to shut down social media networks as a means of stopping the spread of violence during periods of unrest. Ministers have blamed young people using social media such as Snapchat and TikTok for organising and encouraging widespread riots. The riots are in response to the death of a teenager who was shot during a police traffic stop in the city last week, rekindling long-standing accusations of systemic racism among French police.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.